Chapter 3. Reading. Page 41.
Simon likes exciting films, but Debbie prefers nature films. One day, she said, "Do you want to watch this video, Simon? It's about strange living things. They can be very tiny or huge. Some have lots of bodyguards to protect them. Some live for thousands of years. And some are killers and kidnappers." Simon said, "It sounds really exciting." But he had a surprise when he watched it. Here are some excerpts from it. The Weird World of Plants.
This is the Venus flytrap. It has two special leaves, and each leaf has several hairs in the middle. If an insect touches one of these, the leaves start to shut together. The insect often tries to run away, but the plant moves more quickly than the insect. The victim is trapped in a little prison. Soon it dies, and the plant gradually absorbs it. Plants live the longest of all things on earth. A bristlecone pine in California is 4,700 years old and is still alive, older than any written history. Plants can be as small as one cell, like the millions of tiny plants in the seas. One of the smallest is the lichen plant, which grows on stones. It is probably the plant which grows the most slowly. It can take 100 years to grow a few centimeters. But plants can also be as big as the giant redwood, the world's most massive living thing. One tree in California is 84 meters high and probably over 2,000 tons in weight. No other type of tree grows higher than the giant redwood. The dead horse arum attracts flies by looking and smelling like dead meat. Once they get inside the plant, it shuts a door and keeps them prisoner for a night. During the night, it drops pollen on them. It releases them the next morning, covered in pollen, so that they can go and carry the pollen to another arum. One type of acacia tree in South America encourages ants to live in it. The tree provides the ants with a home in special branches and with food. Little pieces of protein at the end of some leaves. In return, the ants defend their tree as fiercely as they can. They attack any other insect or animal which comes near, and even remove other plants growing near it.
Listening. Page 44. Understanding the sequence of events.
Listen to this story about the strangler fig tree. Match the story with the pictures and write the numbers 1 to 8 in the circles.
There is a family of trees called fig trees. Some of these fig trees are killers. They do not kill people, they kill other trees. This happens very slowly over many years. They kill other trees by strangling them, and so they are called strangler figs. This is what happens.
Picture 1. The fig tree produces small fruit called figs. In the jungle, these figs are eaten by birds or monkeys. In this picture, we can see a bird eating a fig.
Picture 2. The birds and monkeys do not eat the seeds. They drop the seeds in many places. Some seeds drop into the branches of other trees. If they fall in a good place, they will start to grow. Here we can see a little seed that is just starting to grow.
Picture 3. If the seed can find some water and light, it will continue to grow. Then it starts to grow some roots. These roots grow down the trunk of the old tree towards the ground. Here we can see the little roots starting to grow.
Picture 4. The roots from the fig grow quickly down to the ground. Here we can see the roots touching the ground. They go into the ground. Now the little fig tree can get more food. It starts to grow more quickly.
Picture 5. The fig tree continues to grow. It sends out more and more roots. Some of these roots go around the trunk of the old tree. They hold the old tree very tightly and start to strangle it.
Picture 6. The old tree cannot grow because the fig tree is holding it very tightly. The old tree slowly dies. The fig tree has killed it.
Picture 7. After many years, the old tree rots away completely and leaves a hole. But the fig tree does not fall down. Its roots are very strong. They hold the fig tree up.
Picture 8. The fig tree has now taken the place of the old tree in the jungle. It also sends out roots to the sides. It reaches to the right and left towards other trees. If it can reach them, it will also strangle them and become much bigger.
Speaking, page 48. A. Talk time.
Helping our listeners to understand us. When we talk to people, we must use our voices so that our listeners can understand us easily. We should speak loudly enough to be heard, pronounce words correctly, stress words or syllables that we think are important, let our voices rise or fall at the end of sentences, clauses, or phrases, which are often shown by punctuation marks. Pause at the end of sentences, clauses, or phrases.
Exercise A1.
I have an announcement to make. It's about this year's science exhibition. Last week, I asked for volunteers to help with the arrangements. Up to now, only one person has given me her name. I need 6 more, so please let me have some more names by Friday at the latest.
Exercise A2. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past year, I've been experimenting with the blood of mice, and I've made a very interesting discovery. Every day of white cells in the blood rises and falls. Even more interesting, there is a rhythm to this rise and fall. I believe this rhythm is present in all living things, including ourselves.
More language input. 3. Reading. Page 54. Learn to care for plants.
The native plant gardens in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada contain a large collection of living examples of plants that grow in the local area. Most of the plants are collected from the wild. Some are from nurseries. The gardeners look after the plants and the beds very carefully. They cultivate the soil and water the plants regularly. They also check for diseases or pests once a week. The name of each plant, the place it came from, its location in the gardens, and its reference number are all recorded on cards and in computer files. Records of the yearly growth cycles of many plants are also available. The native plant gardens offer an ideal setting for school programs in plant identification, plant use, and ecology. Students often come here for outdoor studies and hands-on gardening and research.
Listening, page 55. Too shy. You are going to hear a passage about a plimosa. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape.
Have you ever seen a mimosa plant? Perhaps you have one right there in your home. Mimosa is a small shrub which grows to about 15 centimeters in height. It is a sensitive plant. If you touch it, its leaves will close up within a few seconds. Scientists say that these leaves contain a special kind of cell. The water in the cells quickly moves into the spaces between the cell walls. The cells then shrink, causing the leaves to close. If the plant is left alone, the cells will soon fill with water and the leaves will open again. Many people like this sensitive plant. It's fun watching the leaves close and open. But remember, don't be like the touchy mimosa yourself.